Microsoft is closing down its Africa Development Center from over 1,400 cities and 140 countries. We bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Today's top story is sponsored by BK Capital, a leading investment bank and fund manager in Rwanda. Our experienced advisors specialize in bonds and shares and can help you unlock the untapped potential of your franc investments. To learn more about the world of investment possibilities, visit the website at www.bkcapital.rw for an in-depth exploration. The Chief Executive Officer of the COMESA Competition Commission, Dr. Willard Mwemba, joins us for this episode. He talks about price fixing and unfair market practices that have necessitated competition laws in Africa.
When we understand what competition is all about, we now need to understand what competition law is all about. The competition law is intended to eliminate or curtail restrictive business practices which hinder or prevent firms from competing freely with one another in markets. That is basically what a competition law intends to do. These restrictive business practices that are prohibited by competition laws in most countries the world over fall in three broad categories. The first one would be the abuse of market power by firms which are dominant in a market. I should emphasize here that being dominant itself is not illegal at law, but it is your behavior that if you are a dominant firm, if you abuse that power to eliminate other competitors or indeed exploit consumers, then the law would catch up with you. Collusive arrangements, agreements or understandings between competitors to limit competition among themselves or deter other firms from entering the market. So for example, price fixing in a market, collusive tendering, output quotas, bid rigging, all those are outrightly prohibited by most competition laws. Mergers and acquisitions or takeovers, which will substantially lessen competition to prevent access to markets. In this day and age, in the digital era, we have seen big platforms swallowing or indeed acquiring a smaller startup businesses. The aim in some of those acquisitions is simply to kill potential competition before. Now, some restrictive practices are so obviously detrimental to competition and so lacking in economic and social justification that they are prohibited outrightly. We call these per se offenses, meaning their mere existence, once it is established that they exist, there is no defense. Price fixing, instead of letting the market forces of demand and supply determine the price at which the product will sell, the competitors eliminate competition amongst themselves and create an artificially high price amongst themselves and a uniform price for that matter. That will make it very difficult for consumers to have a choice and they are later on exploited. Ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the issues that competition laws are intended to curtail. Now, let me quickly summarize and probably conclude with some of the benefits that competition laws can bring. The first one is that competition policy helps to create a level playing field. This is what we've been talking about. Helps to create a level playing field for businesses operating within the region by preventing those anti-competitive behavior. And I use the term region maybe because I have a bias of all the 21 COMESA member states. In this fair competition, it will lead to increased efficiency, innovation, because you can only outdo your competitor legitimately by being innovative and increasing productivity, thereby benefiting both consumers and economies. Secondly, for us in regional integration, competition law facilitates regional economic integration. A robust competition policy within a region, like we have the COMESA competition regulations, which should speak and should be harmonized with national competition legislation, that fosters economic integration by harmonizing competition laws and regulations among member states. It helps to eliminate disparities and ensure consistent competition standards, promoting a fair and transparent business environment. Ladies and gentlemen, this also reduces barriers to trade and investment within the region. It should be easy because there is a robust competition law enforcement in Kenya and Rwanda. It should be easy for a Ugandan company to easily enter Kenya and Uganda and operate there without any artificial and man-made hindrances to its success.
And a quick look at the market. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Kenyan telecom operator Safaricom reported a 3.5% rise in its annual core earnings to 94.9 billion Kenya shillings, about $724 million, as solid growth in its home market helped cushion the cost of its nascent Ethiopian business. The group, which is partly owned by South Africa's Vodacom and Britain's Vodafone, said the Ethiopian business was gaining momentum and should start being a significant contributor to the group's growth from next year. It launched Safaricom Ethiopia in 2022, betting that the populous nation will power growth after about 5 years of investment in Kenya. The company achieved a 20.4% rise in earnings before interest and tax to 139.9 billion Kenya shillings against a guidance of 129 to 132 billion shillings, but the new business in Ethiopia dampened overall group performance. Net income attributable to owners of the company grew by 1.2% year-on-year to 62 billion Kenya shillings. And a quick trip around Africa, the Africa Finance Corporation announced the signing of 381.5 million euros financing package for road transport infrastructure development in Angola. The AFC, founded in 2007, serves as a catalyst private sector-led infrastructure development across Africa. This latest financing package will fund the engineering, procurement and building of 186 bridges, 4 plus other essential enhancements to Angola's road network. The AFC was mandated to be the lead investor for the commercial tranche of the package and has committed itself to contribute 85 million euros to the total. Export credit financing for the construction program is being provided by US Export Import Bank and the US Private Export Funding Corporation. The key role of coordinating the structuring is being fulfilled by the Standard Chartered Bank. The main engineering, procurement and construction contractor is Portuguese Civil Engineer Group Cordial, and the bridges will be supplied by U.S. giant construction Acro. The financing agreement was signed in Dallas in the U.S. at the U.S. Africa Business Summit organized by the Corporate Council on Africa. Increased drug trafficking in Africa's Sahel region is undermining security and stability. This is according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Cocaine, cannabis, and pharmaceutical opioids have become more abundant in recent years, especially in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. About 1,466 kilograms of cocaine were seized in Sahel countries in 2022, up from 41 kilos in 2021, an average of 13 kilograms per year between 2015 and 2020. Cannabis is the most commonly seized drug in the Sahel countries because it is locally produced and consumed within the region. On the other hand, hashish, a cannabis resin, tends to come into the region from Morocco, where production was estimated at 901 tons in 2022, half of the pharmaceutical opioids seized worldwide between 2017 and 2021 were in Africa. Microsoft is closing down its Africa Development Center in the continent's most populous nation, Nigeria, which will lead to job losses. The center, based in the commercial capital, Lagos, was opened in 2022 as part of Microsoft's push to deliver high-end engineering and innovation solutions for the company. The company said it would, however, continue to operate in Nigeria, prioritizing and investing in strategic growth areas. In 2022, Microsoft President Brad Smith said Africa represented a burgeoning talent pool in contrast to declining population growth elsewhere. Microsoft at the time had more than 200 engineers in Lagos and more than 500 in Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The K Financial. And you can find me at Withadong.